This is the Young Investor for the New Investor podcast, and it is day 41 on our journey towards financial freedom. And I've decided to just diverge a little bit from the investing world this time, and just to tell you a little bit what I've done this weekend. I have actually educated myself a little bit better on digital marketing, as to try and understand how to grow my Instagram account and website, as well as other platforms that I actually run. A very interesting world indeed, and I spent the weekend getting in touch with influencers to understand this all better and to even possibly collaborate. Well, one thing is for sure, if you want to receive their support or collaborate with influencers for your product, service, or podcast, or any similar venture that requires a global presence on the social media, you will need to sustain a very solid strategy as to grow your account first, of course. I mean, they will not collaborate with you if you have 5 followers on your business page. So obviously, one, you will need to do a targeted growth strategy, research that. Two, you will need the content curation, obviously, viral strategies and hashtag strategies. You can research that too. Three, target 60 posts a month or 2 posts a day across all these platforms, and they must also be relevant to your targeted audience, obviously. Four, you need to be active with your target audience on all platforms. Five, you will need to bring value to your audience on these platforms. And six, you will need to grow your account with a high level of engagement, ideally 15% and up. Now, all of this can be qualified as a full-time job. And I had a feeling that I needed to seek some expert advice, because I don't have a lot of time to actually do that throughout the day. That's what I thought. And so I asked around, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just trying to raise awareness on this podcast as to possibly get closer to an ever-growing community of young or new investors. So I'm certainly not a graphic designer nor a digital marketing guru. What I can tell you, though, is that should you want this off your hands and have someone look after this for you with no guarantee of success, after contacting a few content curators, thinking to myself, oh my God, I don't have time for this, to know more, I understand that actually it would cost you $1,000 per month on average. So to recap, in order to get started on the platforms that will support your side business, you will need then, one, to open a company page or account on all relevant platforms to generate attention. Two, you will need to post on all platforms 2 times a day at least. Three, you'll need to create meaningful content that will provide value to your targeted audience. Four, you will need to actively engage with your community. And five, you will be asked $1,000 per month from a third party to do all of this. Now, that's money you could continue investing with a serious compounding effect and create some additional buying power over time. So it is, for a lot of people, a lot of money. Now, the decision then came to me very clear, and again brings us back to the same principles: put in the work. I know for a fact that the accounts for the New Investor podcast are weak, have little followers, little engagement, and will certainly not help me in the current form to grow my audience for the podcast. So I will certainly not pay someone to do this for me and lose more potential to invest, even if it will certainly serve me faster. What actions will I take? Well, one, I will allocate a few hours after work and before bedtime to actively engage with my community on the social media platform. Two, I will engage with the influencers and with other actors into that community. Three, as I'm not a designer, so the posts will have to be relevant in a different way, maybe no need to create anything, and just document my journey. It does not have to be perfect, I imagine, to create some interest. Point four, I will save the content curator's salary and continue my investment journey. And five, I will make my podcast, of course, better and get through to my audience in different ways or through different channels. Now, there are some very interesting materials online to teach you the ropes. Again, back to another principle, which is to do your research. I am not expecting this to happen overnight, but consistency, perseverance, and discipline, I have no doubt that I can double my followers and engagement base within 1 month. That will be the target for the month of May, and I will even create a special episodes once a month called Growing My Side Business, in which I will give updates on what I have been able to achieve on a monthly basis on that side. Now, I would love to hear from you as to know what side business you're currently working on. Follow me on Instagram at The New Investor Podcast and DM me. I will always be happy to support with a free shout out for your business on the podcast. I wish you all a great week ahead and fantastic earnings.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.